Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak. Dramatized in 6 episodes by Jonathan Myerson.
Are you going to leave me standing out here all evening?
Episode 6.
I've brought bread. Salted herrings.
This is a surprise, Victor.
Well, you used to love surprises. May I?
I'm sorry, I would like you to leave.
Would you take it well if I told you you are even more beautiful than I remember? And I have a tiny, tiny flask of lemon vodka. Think of it, real lemon vodka. Oh, come, my dears. Come, my little children.
We're not friends, Kornowski. We're not acquaintances. I don't know why you've come. Come on, hear you out, and then you must go.
Look at you two. I'm so happy to see both of you. Ooh, you seem so wonderfully suited to each other. Perfect.
We hardly asked you to come here and talk.
You do take after your father, Yuri Andreevich. He was always flying off.
How dare you even speak his name?
I've come halfway across Siberia to find you two lovebirds. Now the least you can do is behave.
Drove my father to his death.
He hardly needed me to do that.
Why don't we sit? Eat some of the food that Viktor Ippolitovich has brought.
Glasses, Larushka? Oh, thank you. Bread?
Oh, it's good. Got it off a farmer at the last station before here. Didn't want to sell it, but try some.
Very nice.
Your children. You haven't a clue. You haven't a thought for what's really happening.
Do we really need to sit here and listen to this?
What, Viktor Ippolitovich? Perhaps you should explain why...
I'm on my way to the Far East.
Where all the last whites are collecting.
Not just whites, other public figures, supporters of the Constituent Assembly, members of the Duma, people who've said boo to Trotsky.
So naturally...
Look, what is new? And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't true, is that the Soviet is intending to allow this semi-independent republic to survive.
I can't believe it.
Just for a while. Yes, a coalition government. Plenty of communist members, but not too many. And you're right. Once they're ready, once Moscow feels strong enough, there will be a coup and the Bolsheviks will take control. But in the meantime, we have a breathing space.
Is there really any point to this fairy tale?
I used to handle the interests of various banks out there. And I've been invited to become Minister of Justice for this new republic.
If you came for congratulations...
But listen to me, you stupid man. You can kill yourself if you want to, but Lara has responsibilities to her daughter.
You are lecturing us on responsibility.
Why do you think they're letting us have our little play republic so they can concentrate on cleaning up near a home? Right here! They've got lists. The secret police. The old Reds. And they are going to cross every single name off those lists.
You're implying that I'm on that list?
You think you can scorn them the way you have? For this long and not pay a price?
I work. I carry my Russian book.
Oh,
I do.
Mock you, despise. With every breath you take, with every word you utter, you revile the communists.
I observe.
Your wife and children were lucky to be merely deported. They won't waste a permit on you.
I think I've had enough. You should
come. Come with me to Vladivostok. Both of you. And from there, you can get a boat to join your family, wherever they are now.
If you think we intend to become your playthings...
Oh, for God's sake, I don't intend
to... You expect me to trust the word
of
a man?
Can you save Pasha?
The Reds are embarrassed by what he did when it became Stronnikov. He was ever so useful at the time, but now they want his name eradicated.
Can you save Pasha? Pasha.
Well, if he's in the Far East and Siberia, I can help him cross into our new republic.
They're bound to capture him first.
In which case, I offer to trade him for someone in one of our jails. Someone they want alive more than they want little Pasha dead.
Then what?
Then? All three of you under my protecting wing. Yes, I'd like that.
You disgust me.
Oh, I make you a genuine, unselfish offer.
Please, leave
Fury,
now.
You know I'll never leave without you.
I've asked you to leave.
What if you really can't?
Castles in the air.
Oh, and on your firmly rooted feet, how are you managing?
Get out.
It's the middle of the night.
Get out.
What if I haven't got anyone?
Get out!
Oh, this is such a shame. I do like both of you.
Please.
Well, I'll leave you the vodka. Lemons have never really agreed with me.
We'll leave. We're not going to wait here until we're arrested.
Where can we go?
Just a village. Anywhere. Somewhere invisible.
We stick out on the moor.
Ferrikino, then.
What? We couldn't. No, I couldn't. That's where you were with Tanya.
Don't you think it matters? It's truly deserted out there.
We could be together for a while.
They think everyone's going to join them, give over their whole lives to revolution, to politics, to their new systems. We don't have to
Someone
do that. We have to not
flour.
Do it.
Get some potatoes on credit.
Our days are numbered. Let's use them how we want. Let's use them up. Saying goodbye to life alone for the last time before we're separated forever. Because they will separate us one way or another.
We won't let them.
We'll go out to Ferrikino and say goodbye to everything we've cherished, to the way we looked, and everything, to everything we learned, and everything we dreamed of doing. For one last time, we'll say out loud those secret words in the darkness. Marvellous, huge, peaceful words.
Yuri, you're my fortress, my joy, my safety, my... Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, let's go. Let's go as soon as we can.
Tomorrow.
And once we're there, I can tell you something. Something important.
Tell me now.
No. No. Go and get a sleigh. I'll start packing.
It's a grey winter morning when you leave. You wanted it to be a secret, but you see so many people you know. The sneezing librarian.
What? Going for firewood!
You can't tell anyone where you're going. You can't tell them you're going.
Yuri!
You both recognise Komorowski from behind. Sweep past, heads down inside shawls.
Trot on! Yep!
And then you're out of the town into the forest, the sleigh rolling like a boat on the uneven snow.
Yuri, careful!
Faster! I want it faster!
This is where I was captured by the partisans!
You slide into Ferrikino at dusk and stop outside the little dacha where you once lived as husband and father.
No.
What?
Not where you were before, Yuri. With your...
It'll be
no.
fine.
No. Come on, Katinka. We're going to take a look at the big house.
It looks cozy in there.
Zhivago won't like it. Too many memories. Come on, both of you. Follow me. Someone else has been here.
They say some Cossack deserters came through here. Do you think they got in and wrecked it?
Oh, careful, Katinka!
It's so quiet.
Oh,
hasn't been ransacked.
Well, this room's a mess, but I don't think it's been...
The Kulitzer's study. Look. It's perfect. Untouched.
Where's the kitchen?
Down there on the left.
Someone's been here. Used some rooms and not others.
Ah. White Army deserter.
Except I can see you want the study.
I always did. Always thought it was perfect. I'll get the horse into the barn. Get some water from the well.
Where did you keep the firewood?
You wake to find you didn't undress. Just falling asleep immediately. Coats for blankets. Like children who've been running around outside all day. It's your second day.
I need a barrel or something to do the linen.
I've seen one. Can't remember where.
I'm heating a kettle to do the floors.
At this rate, we'll need more fuel. Might be something in our old woodshed.
I found some more stuff in the desk. Soap, matches, pens.
And the lamps are half full of paraffin.
It's our mystery lodger again.
You think everything's a storybook.
What's wrong with that?
And so soon, it's your third day.
What am I supposed to do? I'm bored.
All right. How about this? Saw these yesterday. Must have belonged to Liberi. Once.
Zhivago. I don't play with bricks anymore.
Leave her, Yuri.
I found the copper. Been put to catch a leak in the salon.
The mystery man again.
Why is it a man?
A woman would have got every room tidy, not just the ones he was using.
You all have to make nests, do you?
Oh, look. Look.
I know you're talking about me. And I know I said I wouldn't play with these, but if I don't make Dolly a house, how is she ever going to keep warm?
But when the food is eaten, when Katya has fallen asleep on the sofa...
What are we doing, Yuri? We've broken into someone else's house, claimed it. We keep ourselves busy, bustle around, do things, but it's all just play-acting. We're no different from Katinka and the wooden blockhouse with Dolly. It's pretend.
Where else could we go?
Blame me if you want, but it's madness. Out here in the middle of winter, how are we going to survive? We could get snowed in, starve.
You said before we came it was madness.
We couldn't even dig ourselves out.
You also said madness was all we had left.
What, so suddenly I'm not allowed to be worried? You can go to pieces at the sight of your son's cot, but if I express this slightest fear about my daughter's future...
Let's go back to Yuriatin tomorrow. Komarovsky's probably still there.
If we wanted to protect ourselves, if we wanted to hide, we needed to do a whole lot better than this. Won't take them an afternoon to work out exactly where we are.
Let's take Komarovsky's offer.
And what if our mystery lodger's a bandit who'll walk in and slit our throats and...
Generally speaking, bandits don't tidy up. Bandits don't sit at a desk and fill an inkwell.
You haven't even got a gun, have you? No, of course not. Far too pure for that.
What do you want me to do?
What? I have to say it's all right. Everything has to come second to my love for you. I'm a slave under your thumb and I don't get... Of course, Tonya's 1,000 times better than me.
Pasha's 1,000 times better than me.
This isn't about honour. This isn't about victory laurels or goodness or even loyalty. This is about love. The gift of love is like any other gift. It needs a blessing to express itself. And no one will bless us. The opposite. We have such a special harmony together. We take joy from everything equally. Everything becomes spirit equally. But you're a man. You were given wings to fly above the clouds. I'm a woman and I have to stay close to the ground. Shelter my young. I just have to.
Either way, they'll separate us. We're the survivors of a lost tribe, a tribe of lovers, and they must wipe us all out.
Please don't be angry with me.
Kartenka's the future. We must protect her above all else.
She's not the only... The future scares me so much.
Live this moment. This is a breathing space for us. That's all.
Then you must use it.
What?
You must write down all those poems. All those bits of verses you've said out loud to me all those different times. This is your chance. It must be written down.
And of course, since the moment you saw Mikulitsyn's study again, you've been itching to sit at that desk. It's 1 a.m. before Lara and Katya are asleep. The freshly ironed linen shines. The stillness around you breathes contentment. The lamplight glows on the paper, catches the surface of the inkwell.
It swept on all the earth, at every turning. A candle on the table flared, a candle burning. Like swarms of midges to a flame in summer weather, snowflakes flew up towards the pane in flicks together. Snow-moulded arrows, rings and stars, the pane adorning. A candle on the table shone, a candle burning. Entangled shadows spread across the flickering ceiling, entangled arms, entangled legs, and doom and feeling.
Finally, the work takes possession of you. The power slips from the artist to the instrument. The language takes charge. And in the room through there...
2 sleeping heads on their pillows, and the moon and the snow and...
And all this surges through your heart in a single wave of meaning and the triumphant purity of being.
Why have you given me so much? Why have you allowed me to stray into your world and discover so much love?
They stand in a row on the edge of the gully, their muzzles raised.
What's that?
Nothing. Go back to sleep.
And then a 5th day of taut frenzy. Katya finds a toboggan. On your desk, 2 piles, the neat copperplate copies of well-worked poems. The new work scribbled, gaps, abbreviations. Last night, you were astonished by these lines. Unexpected success almost moving you to tears. Now...
strained.
The usual disappointment.
Hopeless. Far-fetched.
All your life, you've tried to write with such simplicity, such invisibility, that the reader would hear the meaning without even noticing the language.
I'm still years from that.
What's that, is it?
The wolves... in the ravine.
That's not a good omen.
They've always been there.
We must go. In the morning we must go back to town. I can't stay here a day longer.
Yet the next morning...
I've been thinking about this all night. Surely I can make a living here doing some sort of hack writing.
Is there going to have to start publishing again soon?
Exactly. If we found a printer,
yes,
someone like that, he could keep us going here. And in return, I write a medical textbook or translate a famous book from English or French.
Where's that newspaper we bought? It's full of advertisements, I'm sure. Publishers wanting to do a translation.
I could easily do that. I'll write to them.
We'll be all right.
It'll be enough for essentials. And we can grow the rest.
And you'll keep writing your poems in the meantime.
How could I not?
So by the 10th day...
It won't work. Nothing will work. We won't be able to survive here.
I know.
So on the 13th day...
What are you doing?
Packing. What's it look like?
The new arrest you told us about. They'll be arresting everyone in town.
What, so we should stay here alone, unarmed?
The Chikar won't show mercy just because
we said there wasn't any hay left in the barn.
We could go out, travel round, barter.
And then?
I'll go and harness the sleigh.
I'm sorry, Yuri.
It was stupid to even try.
The stableman taught you how to do this, but even the horse seems scared.
Keep still, damn you.
Shall I get my coachman to help you?
I didn't hear.
We made no attempt to conceal our arrival.
Our?
Just my coachman.
Another social call.
I was lying when I told you I was leaving Yuriatin immediately. I knew you two would need time to think it over.
We saw you as we were leaving.
I made sure you saw me.
Is that why you've chased us out here?
Things have changed.
Yes.
Strelnikov's dead.
How do you know?
Just don't waste my time. They caught him, tried him, if you call that a trial, shot him.
Poor Pasha. Laura will be desperate.
Well, I hardly intended to tell her.
You expect me to?
I expect you to be sensible for the first time in your life. I expect you to accept my offer. I can get you both away from here tonight.
I will never go with you.
Oh, for God's sake, man. With Strelnikov dead, Lara and Katya are entirely expendable. They're not even bait anymore. They're not useful. You'll have to save Katya. You have to get them both out of here.
We know they must separate. We decided that a few minutes ago.
I have room for all of you in my train.
I create danger for her. She creates it for me.
From the East, I can send you over to Japan, America, to your family, to your wife and children.
You want me to beg for my safe passage out of Russia?
You don't need to beg. She won't leave here without you.
I know that.
Then I think you know what to say.
There's a train, posh, pre-war, wagon Lee. Ministry of Communications has laid it on to make sure that we get there without mishap.
Why, you really go?
It's too good an offer.
I've been allocated seats for my assistants, and you're all three coming with me. But I don't think we'll all fit in my sleigh.
Just as well I've harnessed ours. I can follow on.
Yuri, this is so...
Come on, we need to get you going. You two go with Mr. Komorowski, yes. And then I'll do the final check. Make sure everything's...
Are these your bags? Grigori?
I need to make sure I've got everything.
I'll check. You get going.
But what about the wolves? It's getting dark.
Look, take this, Yuri Andreevich.
One shot will sort everything.
You don't mind?
It makes sense. This is a real chance for us to find safety.
And I'll leave you this vodka as well.
I'm so happy.
Come on.
Will you bring Dolly?
You take care, there's room.
She doesn't like it when it's crowded.
Plenty of room, Invictus.
Please. She says she wants to keep you company.
All right, I'll bring her.
Come on, Mummy, let's go.
And you can call me Uncle Victor.
You sure you'll be right behind?
The horse is harnessed. I'll do one last look round our rooms. I'll be 20 minutes after you.
Oh, hurry, then. Come on, Captain. We're going.
What have I done?
He's relented at last.
I've abandoned her.
We can stay together forever. We can.
I'll run after them. Shout something.
Silly, obstinate man has finally seen sense.
I didn't even wave goodbye.
We're going somewhere safe. Where there are laws.
What?
I'm so happy!
They'll come back into view, right there. Top of the ravine.
before they sink down to the road. Any moment.
We're escaping, Cardigan. It's finally going to be good. Oh, stop, stop, here.
What?
I want one last look at the house.
They're stopping. She's understood. She's coming back to me.
Is that Yuri?
Move. Get inside. She must feel sure you're following.
She must get that train.
Thank you. We can go on now.
He stares in from the doorway. Doesn't know his own home. She fled like a disaster, every single corner overthrown. In every square of every room, there's chaos. He won't tell himself he's upset, doesn't see his own tears, can't even hear his own head. Noise in his ears since morning. Is this night, or is he dreaming? And why does the sight of the sea run through his mind, unceasing? When you can't see the light of day through the window, through the frost, when the exit is no way out, grief is like a desert. You're lost. She was so precious to him. Her face, her voice, her hands. Like shores hug the sea, like waves sunk into sand, like reed beds flooded by currents after the storm, her features, her outline have pitched deep into his core. In the hard years, the tough years, during days of brutality and war, she was brought by a wave of destiny washed to him from the seafloor. Over numberless obstacles, surviving the purges, the wave carried her, touching, surging. And now she's gone. Maybe it was forced. Maybe right. Separation will eat at both of them. Longing will splinter their bones white. So the man looks round. She, in her moment of going, pulled everything upside down, drawers from chests, clothes, sewing. He wanders until it's dark. He fidgets, a swatch of this, a run of that. He stuffs them back into boxes and finds a pattern ready to cut. A sting, and there's blood. Her needle left in the stitches. Suddenly, he sees all of her, and he cries, discreetly, now.
It could be bandits you're welcoming, or the checker.
Or the mystery lodger. His eyes are hollow, nervous, urgent, but he's got goatskin boots, a good fur jacket, a man with connections.
A man who used to command red battalions. A man whose name meant fear.
Is she here?
3 days ago, General.
I'm plain Pasha Antipov again. They've gone.
Took a train east.
I knew it. I heard you were here. Remembered the name immediately.
Wish you'd had me shot. That time on the train.
Why would anyone want another man dead?
You'd better come in. There's some vodka left.
all the stuff. In the kitchen, in here. That's all Red Army requisitioning. The hiding place is all over.
It's like he has to keep the conversation going.
Is it his conscience he's afraid of? Or just that same self-dissatisfaction?
Or has he taken a decision, which he can only delay with talk? Meaningless talk.
I'll only stay there for one night. That's all right. And I wouldn't blame you if you turned me in, by the way.
They want me almost as much as they...
The trick is not to take it personally. Any of those candles left? All right, if I go on talking. I don't sleep. I haven't slept for weeks. We can talk all night if we've got real candle flame.
You talk, the two of you, as only Russians can.
We grew up so differently. I grew up in the railway yards, the tenements. Dirt, hunger, the complete degradation of people made into work machines. You were up there, on Tverskaya, going past in carriages.
I'm as Russian as you, as anyone.
You rich never gave anything, never left anything. But we moved mountains for people we loved, and we never meant to harm them. This is when socialist thought was born. On the streets, on the barricades.
Marxism. Is that going to save us?
It's the true power of our century.
You thought.
It was. It really was. It brought us together. Laura's friend lived in the tenement next to ours. My father was foreman on the Litovsky Railway.
I've met him.
He's much more important now. But in those days, after he was arrested... She came more often to help. For her sake, I went and studied. I wanted to be ready when she needed my help. To convince her, I joined up. Then I dived into the revolution. To pay back all she'd endured. To wash away the squalor. The seducers.
And all the time they were here. Yuryatin. Lara and Katya. While you shelled it, burned it.
You think it was easy? I had a task to finish.
That's why we're doomed. That's the Bolshevik way. Task first. People second. And there will always be another task. Always another plan.
One day...
Don't insult me, Pasha.
I'd give anything for one last sight of her now.
I'm aware how much you loved her. Do you have any idea how much she loves you? Do you realize? She loves you more than anyone in the world.
Why do you say that?
She told me.
She said that? To you? I mean... Sorry, exactly what did she say?
She said she would crawl a million miles on hands and knees to get back to you. Your home together.
But where was she? I mean, how did she come to be saying this?
She'd been setting up this room. And she went outside to shake the rug.
Which one?
That one.
That would have been too big for her. You were helping her.
Exactly.
You held it at each end, and she leaned back, threw up her arms, and turned her head away from the dust, and she scrunched up her eyes and laughed. That laugh? Yes.
Yes.
Please. Please don't leave me alone tonight. I know they'll take me soon. I spent 6 years, 6 years holding myself back. Waiting for freedom to be won. Waiting for my hands to be untied. It's all come to nothing.
Let's put you on the sofa in here. I'll be just next door.
Thank you.
For once, you sleep well. you dream about painting your mother's watercolour of Ravenna. It falls from the wall.
Antipov, shooting at the wolves.
Or maybe the picture, after all. Just a dream.
Mikulitsyn, shooting at the wolves.
And when you wake with a headache, it's late.
Pasha, you there?
Shall we have some coffee? Some of your requisitioned coffee, Pasha. Antipov! Comrade Skrelnikov! I'm making coffee, just getting some water.
Pasha lies with his head in a snowdrift, the ice a red clod under his cheek. Scattered around him, drops of blood rolled like beads in the snow.
Like iced rowan berries.
What's left? The last years of your life. There will be occasional sunspots of activity, long months of apathy. Right now, all you can do is bury this man and start walking back along the track. The grain is ripening unharvested, fields screaming their distress, and everywhere, mice. By day, they skitter in waves over the fields across the roads. Bristling village mongrels, pie dogs, surviving on carrion, follow you at a distance, choosing the moment to attack. And burned-out villages. A chance to sleep indoors. Well, water.
Hey, you don't hurt me, and I don't hurt you.
Thank you.
Want any water?
I would.
He puts the bucket down and looks hard at you. Defeated eyes.
Comrade? Yes. You're the doctor, ain't you?
I...
It's you! Vasya. From the train, the labour conscript, yes?
You jumped ship. With the others, with that woman, Pelageya.
And her friend... What face?
I remember you, sitting by the waterfall.
It's just up there. This is my village. My mother's dead. My sisters are street children somewhere. Moscow, probably.
You travel on together. The new economic policy is just beginning when the two of you arrive in Moscow. They'll let people trade again. You walk past professors' wives running bakeries, while the professors club together to sell off their book collections. Your feet walk back to your old house on Sivsev Rajek.
Markel. You can call me Comrade House Supervisor.
Do you recognise me?
Of course. Comrade Doctor.
So much has changed.
Your lot for a start. I don't exist no more.
I know my family's...
There you are. Well, their rooms went to someone deserving. I know, you can't keep rooms for enemies of the state.
Am I an enemy of the state, Markel?
I got a one windower. Water closet don't work by the back entrance. Yeah, I suppose I could just about squeeze you in. This way. Come right.
And now you stop writing. When you visit your friends, you're still welcome in drawing rooms, dressed in your army cast-offs.
Come in, Yuri. Come in.
Before you ask, I have bathed.
Can't be too careful these days. Typhus and all. You know everyone, don't you? Shura? Nadja? Sergei?
You prefer to sit in the corner. Just listen.
Come back to the hospital. Yuri, we miss you.
I couldn't. I've forgotten it all.
You must sort out your family. Get them permission to come back.
Please. Misha, please.
In your backstairs room, it's quiet. You can think. Remember. Be alone. Just occasional trips down to the kitchen.
Excuse me. Excuse me. If I could just fill a bucket at the pump.
Pipes bust again.
Sorry.
Help yourself. We don't charge the water. Come on, sit down. Have dinner with us.
Thank you. I've had my meal.
Oh, I've seen your dinners. Come on, sit down. We got pie. We got kasha. Potatoes.
Thanks, really. I just need a couple of buckets. Clean out the tub.
All that money what was spent on you, making you into something special, eh? Look at you now.
Don't, Dad.
All that learning, where's it got you, eh?
Dad, please.
My marina's your proper little commissar, eh? Always fighting for you.
Dad.
Remember her, do you? That time we made that cupboard for the missus, you know, little marinka getting under our feet.
I do.
It changed a bit now, innit? You buggered off to Siberia and we sell it out. We got this city through the white blockade, so we deserves everything we got.
I agree. Comrade.
See? Comrade. All changed, huh? Who's got food on their table and who hasn't? Show me that then.
You shouldn't be doing your own scrubbing, Doctor.
Why should anyone dirty their hands for me?
You're saying you're allowed to dirty yourself, but not me, Yuri Andreevich.
You've been running the laundry up there, Nick.
She starts by coming to help with your housework, and then one day she doesn't return to her father's rooms. And he gets used to it. In front of everyone else, he calls her...
My daughter, the doctor's wife. Oh, and this is their daughter, Kapka. She's five.
You chop wood, do odd jobs for racketeers getting rich under the NEP... for the artists willing to stay close to the government. They rarely thank you, barely look up from their books, even if the book is your own 1916 collection of poems.
The man's allowed to read.
That's not what I said.
He's showing rather good taste in his choice of woodchopper, I mean. Oh, come on, Yuri. You've got to snap out of this.
Out of what?
Look, I would have rather not done 5 years in that camp, but I've learned so much. I had time. Time to think about the case the prosecutor made. And everything I discussed with the interrogator, it really blew fresh air through my brains. I feel like I've learned everything again, from scratch. It's genuinely liberating.
Re-educated?
My eyes are open to so much more now.
Men who are not free always idealise their bondage.
Really, Yuri, is it impossible for you to believe that there are two sides to this?
I must go. It's the air. I need some air.
Sorry, we've been smoking too much.
It's... I have to watch my heart.
The air won't
do. I can't listen to you, Misha. Saying you came of age in a labour camp, seeing 5 years for a crime you didn't commit. For a crime that isn't a crime, is it? It's like listening to a show horse boasting about how it broke itself in. I want to vomit.
That's unfair, Yuri. You've got me wrong. You've stopped listening to people. That's the trouble. You've got to wake up. Stop letting yourself go to waste. Drop all this arrogance.
It's my heart. Misha. Sclerosis. The walls of the aorta, they're wearing out.
Come on. I didn't mean to... You'll be fine. You live a healthy enough life.
Every day. We tell lies, all of us. Every day. We say the straight opposite of what we feel. Of course it's going to make us ill. We have to shout hooray when something terrible happens, sing hymns of praise to things we despise. My heart, my lungs, my soul. My whole body is violated every day, every second. Of course it's going... Look, I must go.
You stumble out into the air, away from the smoke and the complacency.
Yuri Andreevich!
What?
Yuri, my brother!
Yes, Grosh.
I heard you were back in Moscow. I had my people check the hospitals. I couldn't trace you anywhere.
You're still with the central...
You're writing, yes?
I chop wood. I deliver groceries.
Yuri! I thought this might happen.
I want to.
But I don't know. I'm finding it hard.
You need to start again. You need a few weeks free of all this.
But I have a wife.
But don't worry about that. You just need some time on your own. Everything will come clear once you've done that. I'll get you a job. See what I can arrange. In the meantime, we'll get you a room.
Marina, the children...
I'll make sure she sent money. What's important is that you have some time for yourself, some time for your poetry.
That would be...
Come on!
You have 2 weeks in an apartment near the Arts Theatre. You write to Marina, ask her to wait. You'll return when these poems are done. And after 2 weeks, it's time for your first day at the Soldatyanka Infirmary. But this time, you're ready for it. It's a shame that the tram isn't.
Don't panic, comrade passengers. No, just what it is. It's the new insulation. It's catching the roof. Got the spreader. Hold tight.
The air's thick. A dark purple storm cloud gathering overhead. You watch a white-haired old lady walk past, fanning herself and dabbing her face with a lace handkerchief. Each time the tram stops, she overtakes you. It starts up, you overtake her.
Here we go.
Like those school arithmetic questions. How do different trains, going at different speeds, arrive at their destination at the same time? It's how we live our lives. Parallel courses, different speeds. Some survive. Some fall away.
Oh, jeez. And again. Hang on, everyone.
Now the tram is packed. There's no air. You feel sick. Weak.
Can somebody open the window?
It's nailed shut, mate.
Open the window, please.
Somebody tell him.
It must open. Let me...
Oh. You feel something snap. Something inside you has broken.
Let me off.
Make a turn, mate.
Let me through.
There's no way through here.
Please.
For the next door.
I must get off.
Let's take our things off.
Sorry, sir. My husband used to live in this house, had a room on the second floor. I was just wondering if anyone here still remembered.
Shh. There's a funeral.
Here?
Bloke on the third floor. Had a heart attack yesterday.
How sad.
Hadn't been here long.
Do you think it'd be all right if I showed my respect?
Help yourself. Family's making enough noise as it is.
Thank you.
Larissa Fyodorovna?
Yes. Sorry, do I know?
I'm the deceased brother. Half-brother.
Have we met?
Forgive me. No, I've seen photographs. I recognised you immediately. How did you find out?
Find out? Sorry.
About... Why have you...
And my late husband once lived in this house. Pasha Antipov. I'm back in Moscow. I was passing. I just...
Larissa
I just
Fyodorovna, please, come. Sit down.
I don't understand. Here. What are you talking about?
I'm so sorry.
I don't understand.
Sit down.
I don't understand. What's Yuri doing here? What's he doing in Russia?
He's been living here for the last few weeks.
Here, where my husband lived?
Antipov lived here? I had no idea. Nor did Yuri.
He died, I mean, Yuri died here. I mean, he died just now.
He died years ago, the day you separated.
He sent me away. He sent me to Vladivostok with that man. You've no idea what I went through.
Yuri wanted to save Katya. He told me. He knew the way you felt about him. You would never do what was necessary.
Let me see him now. I'm ready.
The puzzle of life. The mystery of death.
Yuri. God brings us back together. We understood, didn't we? We understood the beauty of love. We didn't stop to reshape the world. Maybe we should have.
They've come for the coffin.
Goodbye, my dear one. Goodbye, my swift, deep river. So many days I threw myself into your cold, full waves.
There is a few other of
them. Let me be with him a little longer.
Just a moment.
Let me kiss him, please. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Lara here. Lara. All right. One, two, three.
You have, Griffith. I've done something so terrible. I've been so bad. I've been so bad.
Everything can be put right.
I've done a terrible thing to him, to us.
Tell me.
I was ill for such a long time, for months. They did it then. I should have stopped them. It's my fault.
What is?
You know about things, don't you? About how to trace maybe a child lost in the chaos, maybe placed in a home.
Katya?
Oh, no, not Katya, because she's safe. She's with me here. I mean, there are lists, central lists, all children's homes, the street orphans, things like that.
We can investigate. We will. Will you come to the crematorium?
It's not a church service.
Marina Markielovna, she needs to
protect deserve something,
her job.
Something special.
Maybe this way the children will be awarded a pension. Will you come?
I won't intrude. It belongs to his widow.
I should really...
Of course.
Forgive me. You'll be here when I return. We'll find your child. I promise.
Thank you.
The buzz subsides. I have come on stage. Leaning in an open door, I try to detect from the echo what the future has in store.
You walk out to get some air. You intend to come back. You were probably arrested in the street. It happened all the time in those days. You vanished, you died, forgotten. An anonymous entry on a list filed somewhere in one of the numberless labour camps in the north.
The end of the road already revealed. Alone among the Pharisees I stand. Life is not a stroll across a field.
Mix in the air in 10 minutes, soldier. Understood?
Comrade General.
Those panzers do not cross that river, whatever the cost.
Sir. Yes, sir.
General.
Comrade Major.
I brought the girl. Maybe now isn't the right time.
You're absolutely sure? This is definitely her.
Once you see her, General, you won't doubt it. The nose, the smile.
A laundry girl.
Sounds like Komarovsky dumped her on a peasant family. When that broke up, she became another street orphan.
Got a name?
Lena Lickitup. That's what they call her.
Charming.
She's a good girl, underneath. She hasn't a clue who she really is.
Why would she? We, the children of Russia's terrible years. Do you know that line, Major?
Yuri always loved Block.
He meant it figuratively, of course. In those days. How could he imagine... All right.
No, leave me alone. I've done all nothing, please. Comrade General, I've done nothing.
It's
they think I've done nothing.
It's all right.
Get your hands off me. I can
You're
walk.
Not in any trouble, Comrade Wash Girl.
Comrade General, I beg you. Look, I
swear.
I've been looking for you for over 10 years.
Nothing. What?
How would you like me to adopt you?
Sorry?
Then you'd be a general's niece. We could get you trained as something different.
Is this it? I don't...
You'd like that?
I don't get it, General. Comrade General, I don't understand why you want to do that to me.
Sit down. And I'll tell you about your mother.
I told him there was this thief and he just...
Your real mother. A woman called Lara. And your real father. A man called Yuri Zhivago. He was a doctor.
In episode 6 of Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak, dramatised by Jonathan Myerson, Yuri Zhivago was played by Tom Goodman Hill, Lara by Eve Best, and the narrator was Ian McDermott. Komarovsky was Henry Goodman, and Pasha, Don Gillet. Yev Graf was Stuart Macquarie, Misha was Carl Prekop, Vasya, Alex Lanipekin, Markel, John Dougal, Marina, Anna Bengo, Liena, Joanna Tintzi, and Katya, Sky Bennett. Other parts were played by Helen Schlesinger and Simon Treves. The poems were translated by Lydia Pasternak-Slater, Jonathan Myerson, John Stallworthy, and Peter France. Dr. Zhivago was produced and directed by Jonquil Panting.